This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says that some strengthening is possible today for Hurricane Dorian, already a Category 4 storm. In the northwestern Bahamas, forecasters warn that a life-threatening storm surge could raise tide levels 3 to 5 meters above normal. Similar warnings are in place for the Florida East Coast. U.S. President Donald Trump has declared a state of emergency in Florida. Because Dorian is moving slowly, it could produce prolonged rains, winds, and storm surges and result in dangerous floods. Ken Graham heads the National Hurricane Center.
The longer you keep this around, the more rain that we get, the more time you had this onshore flow to push the water in. And it's also a situation that you keep the wind, and that's more rain. So if you have all that wind over all that rain and you saturate the soil, that means the trees down. We have more time for the damage.
About 2 million people living in India's northeastern state of Assam face the unnerving prospect of becoming stateless as authorities wind down a mammoth process to identify illegal immigrants. Their names do not appear on a citizen's register published today. Human rights activists say this could add up to the largest number of people effectively stripped of their citizenship. The state government has said they'll be given the opportunity to prove they are Indian citizens before tribunals, but observers say many will find it difficult to navigate the legal process as they are poor and marginalized. Comedy actress Valerie Harper, who stole hearts as Rhoda Morgenstern on back-to-back American TV sitcoms in the 1970s, has died. She was 80. Harper was a breakout star playing the lovable sidekick on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, then as the lead in the spin-off series Rhoda. In March 2013, Harper revealed she had been diagnosed with terminal brain cancer. She also battled lung cancer, and her husband said recently he'd been advised to place her in hospice care. Valerie Harper dead at the age of 80. From Washington, this is VOA News. In Hong Kong, it could be another weekend day of tension after police on Friday rounded up more than 24 pro-democracy activists and banned a proposed march as officials try to end an increasingly active anti-government movement. Student leaders Joshua Wong and Agnes Chow were charged with violating various public disorder laws in connection with the June 21st siege of police headquarters. Police also charged 3 pro-democracy lawmakers. Joshua Wong, for his part, is voicing defiance. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has a report.
Hong Kong authorities charged 2 pro-democracy activists on Friday for organizing an illegal protest as they try to clamp down on unrest that has rocked the territory. Joshua Wong and Agnes Chow were released on bail.
Even I've been jailed for 3 times and I need to face a trial on 8th of November, which means 3 months later. But we still keep on our fight. We shall not surrender. And I urge international communities to send a clear message to President Xi. Sending troops or using emergency ordinance is not the way out.
Wong led the pro-democracy umbrella movement 5 years ago, and his is the most high-profile arrest since protests renewed in June.
That was Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder in Hong Kong. Uganda has repatriated 5 Congolese who had contact with a 9-year-old Congolese Ebola victim who died in the western district of Kasese. Helena Athumani reports for VOA from the Ugandan capital of Kampala.
Uganda's health ministry Friday evening repatriated 5 Congolese contacts of a 9-year-old girl with Ebola to the Democratic Republic of Congo. The girl, also of Congolese origin, traveled with her mother from Goma in the DRC on Wednesday and entered Uganda through the Mpondwe border post for medical care. Dr. Joyce Moriku Kaduchu, Uganda's state minister for primary health care, said even though Wera's Kasese district has full capacity to handle a disease outbreak, including Ebola, it was too late to save the girl. The health ministry has reassured the public that the current threat poses no major risks to the rest of the country. Halima Athmani for VA News, Kampala.
Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan's call for the country to show solidarity with Kashmiris by standing outside their homes, shops, and offices for 30 minutes on Friday seemed to receive a lackluster response. Khan's aim was to protest India's moves to strip away the region's special status and the autonomy of Kashmiri territory under Pakistan's control. Ford is recalling more than 500,000 trucks and SUVs in North America because seatbacks might not properly restrain people in a crash. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA1. VOA.